You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast, coming to you from the dining room in Hillsboro, New Jersey. Bonnie is sitting down now wearing my sweater that she stole. Then I don't mind.
Because you know the thing that I'm doing? You know what it is?
What?
I'm not buying any new clothes for 1 year. That's why I need...
First of all...
underwear for Mother's Day. If you don't mind.
I don't know how to get you underwear. Let me smell what you're wearing now. Then I'll go into Kohl's. I can't get you underwear. I don't know what to get you for Mother's Day. We'll go out to dinner. Make reservations wherever you want.
Can't you get me underwear? We'll go to the mall together.
When? Sunday? I'll go Sunday and get you whatever you want for Mother's
When's
Day.
When's Mother's Day?
Sunday.
Oh, shit. I can't believe I'm not booked.
Where? On a Sunday?
Mother's Day. Isn't that like... I should
don't know.
Fucking have phone calls all day long.
You should be all doing day. A weekend somewhere. Mother's Day weekend, where they take people out, but you're not a... Probably people don't see you as a good example as a mom.
Probably, that's true.
You know, on the Mother's Day show, they might not want a kid running around upstairs. We need one more babysitter. Anyhow, look at how horrible my nails are starting to look. You let them grow, but they don't grow. Whatever. Today is Thursday. This will go up tonight or tomorrow, hopefully.
You don't need to say that.
Why?
What the? Are you kidding me?
What do you mean?
Because.
What?
They're already listening to it.
Yeah. All right, it's Thursday morning. We're recording it. I'm just telling them because I'm headed to Baltimore. To Magoobies Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Oh,
this
you're
weekend.
Going to Magoobies.
And Saturday.
Why are you leaving so early?
Because it's like a 4-hour drive and I want to beat traffic. I leave at 11, but all my stops, this and that. I get there, unpack, work out. You know, I got to walk the treadmill today. I got to do 10,000 steps, 4 miles, you know.
You're going to walk 4 miles on a treadmill?
Was that hard?
Oh, this is going to take you like an hour.
Oh, maybe I'll do a mile.
Oh, you've really scaled back there so quickly.
And then
it'll take you about 15 minutes.
Saturday, I'm playing the best golf course in Maryland, Bully Rock Golf Course. B-U-L-L-E, Rock Golf Course. For free.
Bully or Buell?
Bully. Hmm. Bully. Are these things supposed to be blinking, the red? I guess not.
Oh, I don't know. Why would you ask me? I'm not allowed to.
Testing 1, 2. This. Testing 1, 2. They were blinking in the beginning, but they're not blinking now.
It's just fascinating to me.
What's fascinating?
That you could do this 10,000 hours and still so far from an expert.
So I'm headed to Magoobies. Now listen, on Patreon, I read a thing from a long time ago. Someone wrote in comments or wrote it to Kate. And I didn't read the whole thing. I just read this long paragraph. And also, too, I want to get into one other thing. This long paragraph. And it was, of course, trashing me. I'm stupid, this and that, whatever. And I don't know if it's from this one guy and... because when I get into Patreon, it is kind of complicated because I'll go to community posts, I'll read stuff from wait messages. So I responded to him, you know, I don't need you on here to follow me. I don't need your $5 a month, whatever.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself, probably.
Yeah.
And then people were writing to me, we don't need to read this. I thought I was just responding to him.
Oh, and you put it on the community.
I guess I put it on the thing because I'm not really that, you know, familiar with all.
When one of his insults was, you're not computer savvy, that one you have to concede.
So, it's not computer savvy, it's Patreon savvy. I'm very computer savvy.
Are you? Do you really believe that to be true?
I can't tell if this is blinking or not.
Do you really believe that to be true?
What?
That you're computer savvy?
Oh, pretty good. A lot better than you, I would
say. Okay, don't take me out of the equation. Do you think you're computer savvy?
Second best in this house.
It doesn't matter about this house.
Yeah, I'm pretty computer savvy.
Do you really believe that? No, you can't possibly believe that. You can't possibly believe that.
Now I forgot the other thing I was going to talk about.
You don't know when you minimize a window, you get freaked out that it's disappeared forever. So how can you say you're computer savvy?
I'm very computer savvy.
You don't know how the printer works.
Yeah, who got it working the other day? Who calls tech support, me or you?
You called tech support about your... I mean, that's what I'm saying. Do you really believe that you're computer savvy?
We'll get back to
that. Can you muddle around on a computer? Yes. Computer savvy, that's a whole different thing. I'm just honestly trying to...
Oh, you're fucking... You take
okay,
so... What?
No, go do the podcast.
No, I can't do...
I'm sorry that I interrupted your lists. I forgot that you got to say, I'm going to Baltimore.
No,
let me talk about now somebody called me stupid. I got so mad. Then it turns out I am stupid. And I don't know about it. And I can't admit it.
The neighbors can hear you.
I don't give a shit. It's like.
But
like,
why do you attack me?
I'm not attacking you. I'm asking you. Do you really? It's fucking mind-boggling to me that you would sit here after fucking 320 episodes and not know if this fucking thing is working or not, and then in the next breath be like, "Oh, very computer savvy, very." It's crazy. It's literally like fucking insane. And so I'm trying to figure out now, is he just being pompous? Is this part of his character? Does he really think he's computer savvy? And you're saying to me, yes, I really do. And it's fucking unbelievable to me. And then you get mad at me because I'm asking you too many questions about trying to make you see maybe you're not computer savvy. This is one area where you can concede I'm not the greatest ever.
No, there's always room to learn.
Are you computer savvy? You should say to yourself, I can barely fucking open my computer. I sometimes try to open it from the wrong end. Sometimes I open my computer upside down. I don't know how to type. I don't know how to spell. And I don't fucking read anything that gives me any information about anything ever.
Oh, yeah, really?
I just walk blindly, ignorantly into things and start telling other people what to do. Yeah. Yeah. I'm computer savvy.
Yeah.
I mean, are you fucking kidding me? Buddy! It just disappeared. I had it here 1 second ago.
What?
This is how you fucking talk about your computer. You're like, how do I get that done? I say, hey, can you put this video? I don't know how. Oh, I thought you were computer savvy. I thought you knew something about computers. You don't even fucking know Alexa's name. I can't take it.
What are you doing?
I'm leaving.
You can't leave.
Oh, really? Oh, you know why? You know what? I'm great at staying at podcasts. I'm great at it. I'll see you later.
No.
I'm so good at staying in my seat during the podcast.
You can't just get up and walk away.
When you say that you're a fucking idiot on computers, I'll come back.
Okay. Come back. God, that's what every day I got to live with. Whatever. There's a lot I don't know, but I do know a lot about some computer stuff. You know what I mean? Whatever. Jesus. Holy fuck. I'm not like some young kid that, you know, Mr. Computer every day. Say what?
You're an idiot on computers.
I'm an idiot on computers. If that makes you happy.
Did you disappear? Did you turn into a pile of dust?
That's what you think. If you say that you're not good at something, suddenly you're going to be... could just blow you away into the wind. You're still here, completely intact.
You computer savvy?
No! No! Kate, I go to Kate for all my computer questions. I will readily admit I know very little about anything. I don't really? Know. Like, I'm not an expert in any field.
I am.
Yes, I know. That's like the crazy part of your brain. The biggest part of your brain is the part that thinks you're good at things. That's I don't know. That's where all your fucking energy and blood goes.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what.
Is that area where it's like you just spend all your time polishing up your fucking whatever it is, hippocampus, ego, id. I don't know what the fuck. I'm not an expert on the brain. There, I admit it. I don't know what I'm talking about. Rich, I'm sure.
What?
The thing about you is you're forced to look at the fact that you're not good at something and you still just hold tight and be like, yeah, I am. I know what I'm doing. Remember when you were in the car place? Like, this should have been the moment where you went, you know what? I'm going to stop bragging about stuff because it always gets me in trouble. When you were in the car place and you were fucking telling the salesman that you used to be a salesman and how good you were at sales and you know a lot about cars, the guy was... fucking, I could hear him rolling his eyes. That's how fucking annoyed he was with you. Did you know? No, because you're not looking at him or talking to him. You're talking to yourself. You're letting the sounds bounce off the walls and back into your brain, and it's making you feel comforted that someone in the world thinks you're good at something.
Are you crazy?
And so you're sitting there in the car place telling the guy, and then you come out, you go, this is a pretty nice Saab. He goes, that's not a Saab. What kind of car was it?
An Audi.
An Audi. It was an Audi. Well, I like these Saabs. That's an Audi. This is after sitting in his office telling him his job and how good you are.
No, I didn't sell
fucking stuff. Selling cars. It doesn't matter.
I didn't sell stuff.
See, you're trying to get out with a loophole. There's no loophole.
There's no loophole.
You looked like a gigantic fucking dum-dum. And still, no, I know a lot about cars. You still will say it about yourself. You'll still say you're a good salesman.
I saved us money. That's the whole point.
But that's like a completely separate issue. And yes, that was great. You've taught me a lot. Honestly, you taught me a lot about business and money and how to deal with things that I don't know anything about financially. Yes, I give you those things.
Or how to deal with people. Did I teach you that? A lot of how to...
Yes. Do not do that. Yes. Rich's fucking... Yeah, you're on the lecture circuit with the, like, do you like burning bridges?
Yeah,
well,
good.
Learn how to do it at a rapid pace with Richard Voss. No, I'm saying just if you can be good at something and you can also admit, oh, you know what? I guess I'm not good at cars anymore.
Listen...
Are you good at selling cars?
Yeah, if you give me the car to sell.
And also, this is the other thing, people.
I'm good at sales.
It sounds like I'm being mean. People, she's being mean to him. But there is no way to get through to this man. As I'm sure anyone who's listened to 4 or 5 or more podcasts knows, it's unrelenting. There's I don't know why I try to do it. I guess I'll just sit here on the podcast and not say anything and just let his lists take over.
I don't have lists. I have stories. I have
Call them stories. By the way, Richard Voss, great storyteller. That's another thing. He would, if you asked him to list things that he's good at, that would be one of the things. Believe it or not, he believes that he is a good storyteller.
I'm pretty good. I keep people on the edge of their seats like you're supposed to.
No, you're fascinated by yourself. So when you're talking about yourself, you're in it. You're fascinated by every little detail. Well, guess what? The rest of the world's not like that. It's you have a hard time. I said to you one time, imagine that you are somebody else telling you that story.
Oh, you told me that one time?
Yes. It's like you talk to people. Bah, 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 bah. I go, imagine someone else talking to you like that. You'd be so,
I would learn. I'd listen and learn.
No, you would not.
Because, you know, I talk to comics about comedy and I teach. I teach because from experience.
Oh, so now, okay, oh, wait. Do you learn or do you teach?
Both.
Oh, you do both. You do both. But mostly?
I teach.
Mostly you teach.
Like I do. I always help you with certain things. You know, I'm trying to teach you how to deal with certain things. And
but what is it about your psychological makeup that you're not allowed to say that you're wrong, sorry, not good at something?
I say sorry.
Any negative thing about yourself?
I say sorry all the time. And I'm, you say wrong. I don't say wrong. I say in their learning.
Your whole life is about right or wrong.
I say
your whole life is about
I say in their learning process. You know, you might be wrong, but you're learning when people are correct.
You know what you're doing right now.
You're in the learning process. What are you talking? What am I doing?
Hit pause, baby.
Why?
Because you're gonna fucking make me fly through the roof, and you know that you
are. Why?
You know what you're doing.
Because I pointed.
No, because you're saying that when I'm wrong,
wait,
you're conceding. You have some empathy for me, and you also know that I'm learning at that time. You know what you're doing. You're being condescending.
No, I'm not being condescending. I'm
okay, if this is real, then you have a serious, serious problem.
What kind of problem do I have?
You don't know reality from fantasy, and you don't understand that.
Oh, I know.
You don't check off every box on yourself in terms of things that you do that are great. Once you start looking at yourself and being like, oh, God, I'm kind of a doorknob in that area, which, believe me, I do to myself. You think you get a speech every night. You don't even know the half of the speech that I fucking give myself when I lay down.
Oh.
And it's not fun, and I don't recommend it for most people. But for you, I think you should start doing it. Start looking at yourself and criticizing.
Why? I'm 60. Why? I should
because you're a fucking pain in the ass to be around. It's not fun to be around someone who thinks they're great at everything.
I don't think I'm great. I just, you know, just a lot of things I know. And what I don't know, I'm in the learning process of learning them. Don't you see that?
Oh, you're saying that about yourself. When you're wrong, it's still fine.
Well, because...
What happened to you, though?
When people...
What happened to you?
When?
In your childhood, in your life, that if being wrong was so bad...
If we were wrong, we got beaten and we were put into a stockade as kids.
Well, now you can be wrong without the stockade, so just...
That didn't happen. I'm only kidding.
Oh, God. Well,
please don't clean out your ear in the middle of this.
I was actually comedically, oh brother.
Can I tell you, finish real quick what I was talking about? Then we can get back to your degrading and taking my inventory.
Oh my God, shut the fuck up about taking your, take your own fucking inventory and I won't have to. Take your own fucking inventory.
Are you happy?
Write that down, because that's going to be the fucking title of this, and God knows how inventory is going to be spelled. I'd like to point out now, by the way, and I'm not a great speller, but I will look things up. Every one of these is Rich Voss writing them into the computer.
I didn't say I was a great speller. I never said that.
Oh, okay. So what are you?
In the learning process.
Oh, so you are learning. You are learning. Like, if you don't know a word, what is your process then to learn it?
Yell out
to me to spell it for you?
No, I put
He gets mad if I won't. I'm like, I don't know. Look it up. You do know!
No. I'll put out a word, and if it's wrong, people on Twitter will correct it.
And this is another thing you'll do. He'll be like, how do you spell fillet? F-I-L-E-T. No!
Well, sometimes you're just, I could tell you're just saying anything just to get me off your back.
I'm not. I'm not even that person. I'm not just saying anything. I know you'll spell it wrong anyway.
Okay, well here, so I'm on Patreon. And I don't, like this guy, I didn't follow it because it's too many. He wrote to Kate at least pages of stuff about his past. And I don't know if I'm mixing him up with another guy, but I don't think I am. Then he writes positive things.
But since you're in the learning process, you didn't just go look at the names?
I went to find back and look back into it, and I couldn't find it. And I go, why am I wasting my time with just some guy? But what happened? I think this is the guy. What happened to the guy that was supposed to send us to fire the coats, like, you know, with from the fire prevention? Remember the guy you were trashing? I think that's a guy. He wrote like just tons of stuff to Kate, you know, about us and then about me. But he was supposed to send us, not that I care if I get
like
it or
about
not.
Us, like, what do you mean? Like, about the way me, you like, guys sit together at the table
at
night?
Either I'm stupid or how do you put up with me or this and that.
Oh,
and
well,
stuff.
I get a lot of those.
But
and
whatever.
I go, whatever. I know.
But remember, and I think he's the guy that said, yeah, I want to do some advertising with you, and then I want to send you guys. And then you trashed him.
Yeah, because it made no sense.
Did he want to send us, like, fire? What were they? Like, fireproof windbreakers or coats, you know, with My Wife Hates Me logos on it. And then I guess, since you trashed him or whatever.
I'm sure it's my fault that I trashed him.
No,
it made no,
it
no sense. It didn't.
But the other thing
it
is,
didn't pass the sniff test.
Well, the other thing, too, is the guy suckered us because now we talked about him, you know, and his company back in, you know, I don't know if we said the name of his company.
Who
or
gives a shit? He makes stuff for firemen. There's not one person in our audience. It's like, oh, I was starting my own fire department. So let me get a hold. This has really worked out for that guy.
Well, no, I don't
care.
We
mentioned his fucking company on our podcast where 30% of the people who listen to us are starting their own fire departments.
No, but he sold stuff. I guess you could wear camping or whatever. I don't fucking know.
Oh,
but
no, you're just giving him a more. No, actually, he's got a sale running right now. 25% off if you use the code.
If you use the code BURN. So, but I think he wrote this long thing to Kate, his upbringing.
What do you think? Why do you think?
Because I don't remember his name, and there's so many different people to deal with on followers or on Patreon and whatever.
Well, what we're doing here, by the way, us just talking into a microphone and calling it a podcast and sending it out into the world and have, I mean, these are not healthy people that are listening. I'm sorry.
Yes,
but someone had to tell you. It's not like what
they're learning too.
They're learning what? It's the same fucking fight over and over and over.
No, it is. And we do talk about different stuff all the time. You know, some of the same stuff. So anyhow, let's move on. And
well, what is the point?
The point is,
oh, this is
here's the point. I'm saying on Patreon,
a great storyteller always has people yell out at the end, "What's your point?"
You think there's a point?
You want to go see this great storyteller at the end? You yell out.
Do you think there's a point to every story? You can't just tell a story that's a story.
There's usually a beginning, middle, and an end.
Yeah, well, I did.
There usually
beginning.
Is some through line that makes it interesting.
Well, you know, what I'm saying is,
part two. What's your?
I'm just
point?
Saying on Patreon because we don't have it down yet. I don't have it down yet. You know, you go to it on your phone or on your computer. I can try to find.
Oh wait.
What?
This is why people go, is it scripted?
No.
You're like, I am amazing at computer. Is this thing working? Is this thing on?
No,
I am so good at computer. I can't figure out my Patreon app.
No, there's.
I am incredible at storytelling. I don't know what I was talking about.
No, First of all,
there's going to be no second of all.
On Patreon, I went back. I don't know when this guy posted. I got to do some more research.
I've never one time gotten on the site.
Yeah. I put on stuff. I say hi to everybody.
I put stuff in the Dropbox to go out.
Where's the Dropbox?
On my app. Get your app.
What app?
The Dropbox app.
I got that, but how do you know where it goes? I mean, how's it going to Patreon, to Kate?
I put
Bonnie just leaned her chair back and then leaned it forward and hit her face on the mic.
It's a soft, cushiony mic.
Yeah, well, don't you know how to work a mic after all these years? You've been in radio and doing podcast.
I know how to work a mic. I'm good at mics. I'm good. I don't say that. This mic is coming at me. I'm good at mics. This mic is not good at people.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
300 mics and you smash your face in it. 300 podcasts. So how do you get your Dropbox to go to Kate to put it on Patreon? Because I know I have Dropbox. I have it. How does Kate get...
That you're sure of?
Oh, she knows your password?
You share it.
With who?
Oh, my God. Whoever you want.
Oh. So automatically they can go into your Dropbox every day?
They don't go into my Dropbox. They have their own fucking Dropbox.
And you go from your Dropbox to their...
Yeah, they come and get my phone.
No, they
then I send by courier my phone to Kate. Then
no,
she goes in. I got to give her the passcode.
That's what I'm saying. She goes into
my Dropbox.
She goes
looks
into
at it, sends it back by courier.
Whatever. I got to learn a little more about Dropbox. It's always a learning process. That's all I'm saying. It's always a learning process.
I never say I'm not good at something. I say I'm not good at something yet. That's the Rich Voss way.
So what do you feel about the Amy Schumer story of her in Caroline's when a comic... Now, what did they...
First of all, I love that comic. He's hilarious.
Who is he?
He's just a dude that's around.
He opens for Bobby.
Oh, does he?
How do you know you love him?
I met him years ago at New York Comedy Club, and this is the shittiest part. I've never known his name.
You love him?
Until I read it in the article. I was like, okay.
You love him physically or...
Yes. Yes, I love him physically.
Who is he? Is he funny?
Yes, he's funny and he's fun to talk to.
What's his name?
I'm going to look it up right now. Hey, by the way, I'm going to be at Parks Casino on Wednesday. I believe it's the 15th of May.
Oh, I thought you were doing... first of all, Wednesday is the 16th. Tuesday's the 15th. I thought you were doing comedy juice that night.
Well, I guess I'm not. Okay, here's... Join us for a night... This is promo copy. Join us for comedy night and a special salute to all first responders. Firefighters, police, and EMS personnel first responders in the Delaware Valley.
They probably know the guy that never sent us our stuff.
Yeah, he'll probably show up. Here's a great deal. Tickets just $20 for a great comedy show, and that includes the first drink free, plus show your professional ID at the door and get a free $10 in slot play. That's for if you're a first responder.
What a second responder's
It's
bet.
Wednesday, May 16th, 8 p.m. for comedy night at Parks Casino in Bensalem, Pennsylvania, minutes from Philadelphia or exit 6 off the New Jersey Turnpike. Headliner Bonnie McFarlane from Comedy Central and Last Comic Standing.
Whoa. not Women Aren't Funny, the director. Not, you know, fucking Letterman.
Fallon, which I just did a few
Fallon.
Weeks ago.
Last Comic Standing.
I know. They're so fucking lazy. Plus Comedienne. And he spelled comedian wrong. Like it's like her name is Comedy Ann.
Oh.
Oh, plus Comedy Ann, Karen Feehan. Buy tickets now at parkscasino.com/comedy night. It is a good deal, and I will be funny.
How did
it's
she $20
get there? And one free drink.
How did she get there?
I don't know. I don't ask her those things. I just say, you want to open for me?
I saw Micah the other night.
Yeah, she's funny.
I go, did you break up with your boyfriend? And she said, yeah.
They did?
Yeah. So, I put it out there that, you know, I'm a headliner. Maybe it's time you really start dating. You know who she did?
I didn't know what she did, though? That's like uncomfortable.
I know you're
joking.
Because I know she's friends with you.
No, it's just uncomfortable.
But, you know,
it's just like,
I
even to make a joke, like even this old man making this joke.
I go, do you want me to get rid of Bonnie? I mean, too. But you know who
she
is?
Then she has
to
kind of pretend like it's funny. No, I'm sorry.
I like making people uncomfortable sometimes. You know, I didn't know. She went out with Mike Kaplan for like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Oh. He's a nice guy. I saw her. I didn't see Karen because she went on stage and I had to leave. But all these people come and support the other ones doing roast battle. They come and support them. So anyhow, back to the Amy Schumer. She walked into a club. She's hosting SNL, right?
On Saturday, yes.
And she has to work out her set.
Yes.
The headliner's on stage, who Bonnie's in love with. His material? Is it his material or his demeanor?
No, his demeanor. He's just a he's like one of those guys where you're like, it's like when you see Stav, you're like, oh, cool, Stav's here.
I never said that.
What? Okay. Well, I'm sorry that you can't relate to my enjoying other people.
I enjoy other people when I go to sell and certain people are there.
Are you an expert at enjoying other people?
I'm learning. I'm going to make tuna to take on the road. Make some tuna fish. This way I don't have to eat at some nasty place as I'm driving down to Baltimore. Are you looking up?
Yes.
All right, hurry up. I can only carry this for so long. We're only at 30 minutes. We're doing 45 and I'm out. I don't like driving. I'm going to listen to my CD. I haven't done an hour in a couple weeks. Been in New York doing
Amy Schumer interrupts up and coming comic set. Amy Schumer won't take no for an answer. The I Feel Pretty star showed up unannounced at Caroline's on Broadway Tuesday night with the hopes of running through her Saturday Night Live monologue, while up-and-coming comic Brendan Segalo was headlining the show. She basically came in and went to the manager and asked if she could go on stage. The manager said Brendan had just gotten up. She asked for 10 minutes, and the manager was explaining how he was doing a long set. A spy, told Page Six. Sometimes there's spies at the comedy club. That's like a CIA person.
Oh.
To which the comedic actress replied, "But I'm Amy Schumer," which I kind of think is right. Like she was, I mean, it sounds harsh to the outside person, but it's like you—that's just the way that it is in comedy clubs. If somebody fucking famous comes in, you let them go on. That just is what it is.
You let them go on if the guy, the person isn't on yet. You don't put a comic on and drag them off.
These are very up and coming comedians.
No, this is not
like headlining the weekend. It's a one night thing.
So then, okay, here's the deal. Then if you take him off stage, then you got to do 40 minutes.
No, then he came back on.
Do you think a new comic one? If Chappelle walked in, said he wanted to do 15 minutes. Went up, did 15. You think that other comic's going to be able to follow
First
him?
Of all,
a new
Chappelle
comic
would never
do just 15 minutes.
Chappelle would do his set the next show set. He'd be there till Monday.
Yes.
So
do you think a new comic?
It doesn't. It's so silly.
But I don't
see anyone talking about this if it was Chris Rock that had come in and done.
No, I'm not saying it's. Should be talked about. I'm just saying it's hard for a comic.
I'm not saying it's easy for that guy, but it, you know, fucking.
But so if you were on stage right now, if you were on stage and Rock walked in and said he wants to go on, come off and go back, you wouldn't be pissed? You would be out of your mind.
No, I wouldn't. Oh. No, I wouldn't
because I understand.
Look, if it was somebody that was like not more famous than me or marginally more famous than me, yeah, I'd be pissed off.
But I could see
it. And it wouldn't happen to me.
Why couldn't they send him a note? Why couldn't they send him a note and say, just do 25 and she'll close it out with 15?
Well, because the manager clearly didn't offer that as a. He just said no to her.
Well, he's dumb. They should have just sent him a note, do 25
and bring Amy up.
And bring Amy up.
Okay, agreed. But that's not.
So then he said no, and Amy walked in the room and said...
Well, that's what they say. She said, hey, you know, Brendan, can I come up and do 10 minutes? And he was like, yeah, of course. And in the article, he says, the crowd was happy to see her, and Brendan crushed when he got back on stage, despite such an odd thing happening. Segalo recounted the experience on his podcast... the stupid little podcast Wednesday. I'm 5 minutes into my set. I'm doing some crowd work. First of all, he's already doing crowd work 5 minutes into his set.
Oh, big deal. So do you and so do I.
I mean, I'm a professional. Hey, Brendan, it's Amy Schumer. Can I do 10 minutes in the middle of my set? I look over, it's Amy, and I'm like, yeah, of course. I had no other reaction. When I'm walking off, I'm like, okay, but I'm actually happy. I'm like, this is a good thing. This is a great thing. Everybody thinks I'm friends with Amy. She knows my name. She said she follows me on Instagram, which she mentioned. She said she loves Brendan as a comic. She doesn't. You put the quarter in, you play the game. But so he's like total, that's...
I would have, if I was up there and she yelled, can I do 10? I would have said, send me a tape first.
Would you?
Yes.
After having 2.5 days to fucking think about a response, you, that's what you would
I
say?
I just came up with it just now. I would say, can you send me a tape?
It's silly. It's silly to be mad at her about it. That's
no,
how, that's
I'm not
how,
mad at her. The manager's dumb. He should have just sent, here's how you do it. Manager sends him a note. Amy came in, do 25. Amy, when he's done with his 25, right. you go up and close
right.
it out.
Right.
Bing. There. Then there's no problem. Just the manager doesn't know. They just
but
hire.
But people think like she's some close. Kind of asshole, but this is the, this no, kind no. of shit happens all the time.
No, that doesn't.
Time.
Not that way. Not, no,
it's a little bit weirder.
Most clubs, if you go into Gotham or anywhere, the manager would know how to handle that. Obviously, this manager... You know, probably used to manage a fucking McDonald's or something, you know, and didn't know the hierarchy of this business. But it, like I said, and I'll say it one last time, you send him a note, do 25, bring Amy up, or the host goes back up and brings Amy up. So Amy has to wait 15, he was up there 5 minutes, Amy has to wait 20 minutes, then she goes on. Boom. Then there's no story. There's no fucking story. Just, you know, the story should have been manager.
There shouldn't have been a story anyway. It all yes. worked out for the good. It's like yes. totally fine. They try to just make her out once again to be some fucking horrendous pig just cruising through life like, let me up. I'm Amy Schumer. But the truth of the matter is that fucking comedians get bumped all the time for more famous people. You don't have to go on again. It never happens like this. It could have happened like this with a dude, and it would have been fine too.
No, and don't not dude or men thing. It has nothing to do with dude or
it
men.
It is no, latent it, sexism because no, it, that's it the thing. Is like, listen, you don't have to like Amy Schumer and think she's funny or anything. But every fucking story. I mean, I don't want to even be in a position to have to fucking defend other comedians, but.
It's not a guy
it's
girl.
It's ridiculous
thing.
How much shit she gets for every fucking thing she
I
does.
I know. I didn't say she should get it. I agree. I'm saying the manager should have got it.
That
but
was
it's not a guy
like,
girl thing. It's not a guy girl
well,
thing.
Well, it's okay then. Amy's got her own special thing that she's got.
People like going.
It's
well,
like the left hater, the right hater, you know.
The left don't hate her.
Well, the far left does, yes.
On the far left and the far
they
right.
Think that's where she's getting all the shit from her fucking dumb movie that...
Why would you call it dumb, I mean?
It wasn't that great. But she's funny in it.
I think it's a good concept, a movie. I didn't see the movie. Oh, fat now. It's a good concept. No one went after
it's
fucking...
It's so stupid.
Nobody went after Eddie Murphy when he was a nutty professor, when he went from fat to skinny.
I think about like Adam Sandler movies. Do men go, hey, that's... Don't portray men as these children. I'm a grown-up and I go to work every day. Or
yeah, well,
Judd
that.
Apatow movies. Hey, I'm 40 years old and I'm not a virgin. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, people go, hey.
You're laughing at a man because he didn't... Have sex before marriage? My God, what next?
Yeah, what next? Are you going to go and do stand-up because you're a director?
Oh, how dare you?
Just, you're bumping comics? Because Scorsese's doing stand-up now.
Good one. All right.
Actually, I'm just joking.
Oh, my God, how humiliating for you.
I don't need to start a war with fucking a big...
Judd Apatow's never going to fucking hear this podcast.
A lot of industry listen to us. We're big amongst comics and
well,
industry.
You're friends with him, and obviously you're joking, so...
Friends, not friends, hello, goodbye.
Oh, my God. Do you not... Like, you still haven't figured out the business yet. That's how... You follow someone on Instagram, you're friends with them. That's how this fucking business works.
Oh.
You don't get it yet?
No.
What, do you got to fucking go out for dinner? Even Bobby, you're like, I don't know him that well.
Me and Bobby are good friends. We went out to dinner.
Do you think you consider me a friend?
Me and Bobby went out for dinner the other night. Had
you
a lovely dinner.
You guys are on the phone constantly.
I'll probably call him on my way to Maryland to kill some time. I like talking to people when I'm driving. That's why.
Well, don't you get tired of, what do you, just trashing club owners?
No, and Bobby likes club owners because he works all the clubs. I trash the club owners. The ones that don't use me. But you know what's going to happen? Our roast, folks. Hey, have we talked about this roast for the last almost year? We are
this
shooting for...
This has been quite... I wish I could write an article about the trying to do something on your own outside of the fucking machine. It's hard.
You know what? We should never put it up and just keep telling people.
It is. It's like an Opie thing. It's coming.
Wait, isn't he... Didn't he already start his podcast on Westworld 1 or something?
Westworld 1? That would be a good podcast.
Isn't that the name of the company?
Westworld is the name of a show on
HBO. But I think it's Westwood. Westwood, you're right. Yeah, Westwood. But we're shooting for Father's Day to get this podcast out.
We're hoping.
We have a machine behind us, our own machine, but our machine needs to be oiled.
It's just you have to beg people to fucking do stuff that...
You know,
paid to do.
We put a new opening on it. What? Well, that took time.
We shot an opening.
Yeah, it took time. So I just want to say, you know, people think, well, you taped it last, you know, whatever. Why is it taking so? Things take
it's
time.
It's not that. It's the edit took a long time. We're with a company that has other main shows on the air, and so we don't have a release date, so they just keep pushing us back, yes, getting their other shows out, which do have obviously release dates.
When you're cooking, you usually use the front burner, not the back burner. You go to the back burner when you know what I mean. So we were kind of on the back burner with this company.
Did you just explain a cliche before you said it?
Yeah.
Listen, if you have one bird, you can get two birds, but you already have one bird
in the push,
it's easier. It's, can I just say this? A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. And that's...
What does that mean?
I've never seen...
I don't listen, Eddie, bro.
You don't get...
Listen, Eddie, bro. What does that mean?
Well, a bird in the hand means you take one thing that you have as opposed to... trying to get two things that you don't have. That's a fantasy out there.
Well, as
love the one you're with. That's, you know, basically. Don't try to get something better.
Obviously, I'm not. I'm happy with who I'm with. Even though she's mean. She yesterday attacked me all day.
What
came
had
home,
I attack you?
Came
this
home.
Is the thing. Can I just say this, please, in my own defense? You walk around grunting and barking orders at people.
I don't bark
and then when
orders.
People go, then people can only be so nice to you for so long before then your negative energy turns them
negative?
Against you.
Did I call you yesterday and go, or 2 days ago, hey, do you want me to pick up your stuff at CVS?
You have to go back 2 days for a nice comment? Okay.
I've been taking the garbage out without even you. I go, oh, look, it's full. Let me take the garbage out.
Well, thank you. What a wonderful fellow.
You know, just
I appreciate
thing.
It. These little things are
did
when
I
you
make
do
your
these little things.
Did I make your doctor's appointment?
Well, we're going back a week now.
No, it's not a week.
Yes.
No, your doctor's appointment was on fucking Monday. Today's Thursday. Did I tell you that your car needs servicing?
You did tell me that, yeah.
Okay, set up an appointment. I mean, I...
Okay, but can we... This goes back to the beginning of the podcast.
I'm your reminder on your phone.
You can't just be like, here's five things, so therefore...
I can keep going. I stopped at five.
Do you know what moral licensing is? It's something I just heard about on a podcast, so... It's when you do one good thing, then it gives you license to be a fucking shitty person the rest of the time.
Well, then if you... I did at least five this week, so I could be a real shitty person. And what podcast?
Malcolm Gladwell, Revisionist History.
You think you're so smart that you listen to these fucking things? Like,
it's like smart people would be like, "Oh, that garbage." It's all relative.
What do you listen to these in your car?
Yeah, so I'm driving to fucking New York and back constantly.
Oh man, who's that broad? It's a kid. How come that kid's not in school? Why is that kid not in school? Oh, goes to college, RV. RV. Raritan Valley, that's where my daughter went. I knew it was familiar, RV. Raritan Valley. The probably toughest community college in the country, one of them. That my daughter went from there.
What do you mean tough? Like scholastically, or you got to fucking punch your way into?
Scholastically, it's like one of the top community colleges, Raritan Valley. My daughter went there, then she went to Kane. My kids are pretty damn smart.
I pronounce it Kane.
Well, then you'll just end up in the wrong place. If you go to somebody, how do you get to Kane?
Well, why
do
they spell it like that?
They spell it Kane, K-E-A-N.
Keen.
K-E-E-N.
Is that what you think, why it's Kane? Well, it's just a random pronunciation.
How do you spell scene? S-E-E-N. Rhyme scene with Keen.
I thought you were spelling like scene in a movie. I was like, no. Oh, he's way off.
Scene. S-E-E-N. Mm-hmm. Keen. K-E-E-N. Kane. K-E-E-N. Mm-hmm. A-N or C-A-I-N-E.
What about like a green bean?
Green bean? Green and bean. B-E-A-N.
But so then it would be green bane, wouldn't it? We've been saying bane. We've been calling banes wrong.
And I've noticed that, and I've wanted to correct people, but sometimes you just got to choose your battles. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So... listen, we got to wrap this up. I got a long drive. I got to make a tuna sandwich. This week, Magoobies, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Next week, Thursday, New Hampshire, Friday, Saturday, Maine. Please do some research and find out where I'm working in New Hampshire, Maine.
I'm at Parks Casino on Wednesday.
Yeah.
The 16th.
And it's first responders night.
First responders night. Get your professional ID ready.
So also, okay, so next week, Maine, New Hampshire, Thursday, Maine, Friday, and Saturday. Patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie. Please, folks, I'm very busy. Do research for me and find out who I was arguing with on Patreon, why we haven't got our fireproof clothing that we've been sitting waiting for every day.
I keep forgetting to mention one night at what's that club on Long Island called? Brokerage.
Yeah.
A guy gave me a pop socket, you know, the thing you put on the back of your phone, and it's got our faces on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just was cute, and I never really thanked the guy. So I'm thanking him now.
That's nice. I've gotten stuff with our faces on it. One guy gave me condoms with our faces on it. Gave me ball markers, poker chips. So it's, you're not funny in the morning. It's tough to be funny in the morning, don't you think?
Oh, so it's not just you. Once again, you're not criticizing yourself. You're saying for everyone.
For a lot of people, you know.
What about you? How are you doing? Personally, scale of 1 to 10, where did you?
6.5.
Oh, so
out of 7.
We gotta go.
What? All right, thank you for
listening. Thank you for listening.
Sorry about her. Sorry. she'll be a better person.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.